coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
There are quite a few news sources to be found online, and one of the news sources that aggregates news sources that have been around forever is moreover.com. And one of the individuals we had the pleasure of listening to on a panel that spoke specifically about syndication was from moreover.com. And I was hoping to grab a few minutes to see if we can find out the interesting things that Moreover is up to lately.
Well, as you can see, we've been up to a lot. Earlier this year, we just announced RSS syndication services with MSN. So that does feed discovery, feed caching, as well as feed searching. So it's a full blog search engine as well as feed discovery engine. So that's pretty exciting. Yesterday, we just announced an agreement and partnership with Canoodle to provide advertising services for RSS feeds as well as feed management services. So that's going well. Today, we announced Acuna, and we signed those guys up, and there's some more search engines that we'll be signing up as well. So it's been a busy past 90 days, and it just looks to get even busier in Q2 and Q3.
I noticed a few weeks ago some of my results from PubSub and Feedster were coming in from Moreover URLs. So apparently you've started to aggregate Locker Gnome's content, which is great to see, great to hear. But for somebody who isn't being aggregated by Moreover, how would they sign up?
We try to make this as simple as possible. So we have a ping server, one for news, one for blogs, and then we have editors kind of review those submissions. And it uses both forms of ping, so it uses the REST and the XML RPC interface. So go to moreover.com/ping, and it'll give you all the instructions, and that'll ensure that your content is received in a timely and efficient manner by the Moreover systems for its distribution.
Are you supported yet through Ping-O-Matic, if you've heard of that service?
We are aware of Ping-O-Matic, and I believe that that should be forthcoming.
Yeah, it seems to be the easiest way to ping just about everybody. So Moreover tends to create these aggregation services for corporate clients, correct?
Yes, it's the major portion of our business is serving corporations like Merck, Citigroup, the Iraqi rebuilding team, the UK Cabinet Office, the NASA, et cetera, et cetera.
But do you also have an arm that kind of reaches out to kind of the Joe and Judy user who are just out there looking for information?
We do not have a direct consumer presence, although you can get some of our feeds from moreover.com. We also have some services for website publishers via our FeedDirect brand, and that gives you the ability to put news on your website as well as to subscribe to the monetization capabilities with the Canoodle opportunity as well. But we tend to interact with our consumers through our partners like MSN, Ask Jeeves, Acuna, etc.
How long have you been working for the company?
I've been with the company just about 3 years.
And how long has it been around?
The company's been in existence since 1998.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that old. And I mean, that's old. I mean, if you're talking in the 90s and you survived that, it looks like you kind of got into the business right when it was starting to go downhill.
The business is actually quite robust. We've been profitable across all measures of profitability. We have a very strong balance sheet. And it just goes to show you the value of aggregation. What was typically a business requirement is now a consumer requirement. And so that just has been a real boon for Moreover, as nobody can do what we do better, faster, or cheaper.
Was it Galbraith? Yeah, I remember speaking with him in San Francisco. Is he involved at all on any level?
Yeah, David's a wonderful guy, wonderful founder, very early stage vision kind of guy. You know, he helped do some of our seminal work with RSS and really helped take what's now new again, which was old again. I mean, we've been delivering RSS since 2000, basically. David still is a wonderful person to interact with, and he remains close friends with the company.
So no bad blood there.
No, David's a great guy.
It's good to know. Well, thanks for your time and your efforts.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.